This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. A Connecticut nonprofit's internal records reveals how a state senator allegedly used it as an arm of his political office.
We know that he is under federal investigation based on subpoenas that the state received last year.
That's Andrew Brown, the Connecticut Mirror's investigative reporter. He and fellow Connecticut Mirror reporter Dave Altamari have had access to internal records from the Blue Hills Civic Association and interviewed seven former employees and contractors in an effort to understand the events that preceded the collapse of the Hartford nonprofit. More to come after this.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, executive editor of the Connecticut Mirror. Many news organizations let you read a few articles for free each month, and after that, they make you pay a monthly subscription fee. Not CT Mirror. We don't believe in charging people to stay informed. We don't ask people to enter a credit card number to participate in democracy. If CT Mirror provides value to you, however, we do ask that you consider paying for it through a tax-deductible donation. Just click the red donate button on the top right of any CT Mirror page.
Hello, Andrew. Hartford Democratic State Senator Doug McCrory is in the middle of a federal probe right now. So how did you get a hold of so much of the internal records from the Blue Hills Civic Association?
We requested records that were turned over to state auditors earlier this year as part of an ongoing audit of Blue Hills and more than $15 million that the nonprofit in Hartford received in recent years. So we essentially came into possession of Blue Hills internal records because they were collected by state auditors and then turned over to the FBI, thus giving us access through the state's Freedom of Information Act to be able to view these internal records and really tell the inside story of what happened to Blue Hills.
So looking through these records, what does it say?
I think, as we described in the story, the most succinct way to explain what we found was that Blue Hills, over several years, mostly between 2023 and 2025, was transformed from a community nonprofit, which it had operated as for more than 60 years. And it was transformed into essentially a political arm of State Senator Doug McCrory. McCrory, a Democrat who has represented Hartford, the north end of Hartford, for two decades, essentially used Blue Hills, as their executive director said herself, as a conduit to send money to other organizations in the community. And what we found was that several of those organizations had were run by people who had previous political or professional ties to the state senator.
So basically, he set it up more like a patronage type of situation where people who would now owe him political favors.
I think the most accurate way to describe it is he turned Blue Hills essentially into part of his state senate office and in some cases his political office. So whenever he was running for re-election in 2024, for instance, he did this one campaign event where he actually hand-delivered a giant commemorative Blue Hills check to another nonprofit, giving them $10,000 from Blue Hills. Well, the records show that in the back end, he was the one controlling that money. So it essentially became a fund that Senator McCrory had almost exclusive control over. And we're not talking about a couple $100,000. We're talking about, over a three-year period, nearly $8 million. That he had power over.
Now, the collapse of Blue Hills came as a surprise to most of the employees. Could you just tell us a little bit about what you heard from the employees that you were able to talk to? Well, they're now former employees that you were able to talk to.
Yeah, when the employees were laid off last April, so April of 2025, many of them had no idea what was happening or, you know, why a 60-year-old nonprofit had collapsed. But they were told essentially in a late night email without any warning that they were all laid off. There was no reason for them to return to the office. The immediate cause of that was that the state of Connecticut had frozen all of the nonprofit's money after they realized that $300,000 had been stolen through a fraudulent wire transfer from the nonprofit. But as we explained in the story, you know, over the past year, it's become clear that there was much more going on behind the scenes at Blue Hills. Many of the former employees we spoke to over in recent months said that they had no understanding or knowledge of Senator McCrory's role at the nonprofit outside of him being a normal state lawmaker advocating for their organization at the state legislature. But there were some people who kind of were more frequently in Blue Hills's office in the north end of Hartford who said that there were some signs in recent years that essentially, as one person put it, Doug McCrory had become the de facto executive director of Blue Hills. That prompted all kinds of questions, as we point out in the story, from the nonprofit's own attorneys, its annual auditors, and as we explained in the story, it eventually drew the attention of the FBI, who more than 2 years ago began asking people about McCrory and essentially how money flowed through the nonprofits in Hartford's North End.
So what is the state doing to try and deal with that situation? Because this is something that the Lamont administration has had to deal with. And is there any sign that state money going out to nonprofit organizations is being monitored more closely by officials?
The Lamont administration certainly wants to change how some of this money flowed in the past. So the most immediate reaction was that the governor proposed changes to what is known as the earmarking process, which is essentially a way for individual lawmakers to insert grants into the state budget for specific organizations. You know, there's no competition there. They just essentially decide which groups get money. And the Lamont administration wants more transparency surrounding that. Just the other week, actually, earlier in April, the House passed a bill that would implement several changes, including making the earmarking process more transparent and giving state agencies the ability to provide more oversight of these earmarked funds, which McCrory helped to direct to Blue Hills. That legislation has not been taken up by the Senate, however, where McCrory is still an active member. So nothing officially has been done yet. The Lamont administration has said even without that legislation, they will be essentially staffing up, particularly in the Department of Economic and Community Development, to monitor these earmarks. But the governor wants a law passed that is on the books that makes it essentially a statute for how these earmarked funds should be handled. We will see as we near the end of the session here whether the Senate actually takes that up and passes it.
Well, in the meantime, McCrory's still sitting in the Senate. And even though he's under a federal probe, there's no case that has been brought yet.
That's correct. We know that he is under federal investigation based on subpoenas that the state received last year. So he was obviously the target of those subpoenas based on the information that the FBI and a grand jury was requesting from the state. But you're exactly right. To this point, he has not been accused of anything, and no indictments have been filed in court that have charged him with any crime.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Andrew. Fascinating look into how state money has been going out in Hartford over the past few years.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.